It was a tough week. We've had a few injuries this week. Coach having his appendix out as well, so we're really, really short. I think everyone gave a massive, massive performance for the weekend, so really, really pleased, yeah.
So reflecting on tonight's win, it was a game where the Hawks, for the most part, were ahead. Is it a case of keeping concentration in games like these?
Yeah, I personally enjoyed the game a lot more tonight than last night or the 9-0 win the week before, the Senators game as well. I enjoyed this one. It was a real tough battle and I don't think the scoreline fully reflected how tough it was. But at the end of the day, we were a much better team and that was because of the hard work that every single player put in.
Would you say your side could and maybe should have been further ahead had they capitalised on power play opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good point. We had quite a few power plays that didn't go our way. To be fair to Solway, they were really good on the shorthanded. They pressured our players and turned the puck over quite a few occasions. But not just that, on 5-on-5, we had a lot of good chances that we didn't quite bear down on, which is, it's been very harsh on what was an excellent performance, but potentially that is an area that we need to improve. I think we had 74 shots tonight and a 5-goal return from that isn't quite enough.
So Rick is a former Shark player. You picked up the match MVP.
Yeah.
What did you make of Vic's performance, Dan?
Really good, yeah. I spoke to a couple of players when I was picking MVP at the end of the game, and it was everyone said Rick, basically. He did a really good job defensively, picking up his man on the back check as well. Scored a nice couple of goals, nice finish at the end, actually tried to get the water bottle off. But yeah, he put in a really good, big, solid game again. So it's all weekend, he's been there as well.
So far this season, your side has a perfect record. How likely do you think it is that the Hawks can repeat last year's effort and go the whole season unbeaten?
The hard work we're putting in training, if it continues and we get lucky with injuries, I mean, we've had a little bit of bad luck this week, but we've come through it. Hopefully we'll get a couple of players back for next weekend. If we keep our concentration, we keep our discipline, we keep working hard, I go into every game thinking we can win. And 99% of the time believe well and truly that we should win, and there's no excuses if we play our game why we shouldn't win every single game. I'm disappointed if we don't.
And finally, at the end, you received the award for the most shutouts for last season. How pleased were you to receive the award?
Yeah, I was pleased. It's quite a nice accolade to get, but I understand, I think more than most players, that it's a team game and I don't get them shutouts without my defence and without the forwards on the back check. So I think it's an award that the whole team can appreciate.